Blog Talk Radio.
My son, until that day when our souls meet again, guidance and protection.
Frozen mix. Frozen mix.
Midrash, today's daily song, Mizmor Gimel, Mizmor Gamel, Mizmor Le Dawi, Bibarcho, Mipne Avshalom Beno, a psalm of David when he fled from Absalom, his son. Mizmor Le Dawi, Bibarcho, Mipne Avshalom Beno. Consider these words here, opening of today's daily psalm, the first verse, Hebraically speaking, a psalm of David, Mizmor Lidawi, when he fled Bibarcho from Absalom, his son, Mipne Avshalom Beno. Consider these words in the light of the verse in Proverbs, in the Mashal, in Mishle Shlomo, in the Proverbs of Solomon, Proverbs 21 and 15, that reads, "It is a joy to the righteous to do judgment. It is a joy to the righteous to do judgment. Simcha latzadika esota mishpat. To do justly is joy to the righteous. Simcha latzadika esota mishpot. With this verse on Mishalim from the Proverb, Mashalim, from Proverbs are cited three of its expositions, the last of which applies to our psalm here. This verse may mean that when he executes judgment, it is a joy to the righteous one of the world. Lama, ma, lama, why? Because he is thereby exalted in the world. As it is said even in Ishiyahu, Isaiah, Esaias 5 and 16, the Lord of hosts is exalted through judgment, and God the Holy One is sanctified through righteousness. Vayigbaha Yahweh Tzevaota Bamishpat V'ha'el HaKadosha Nikadasha B'Tzedaka. But Jehovah of hosts of armies, Yahweh Tzevaot, is exalted through justice, Bamishpat, Vayigbaha Yahuwah Tzvaota Bamishpat. And God, the true good, the Holy One, is sanctified through righteousness. Wehael Hakadosh Mikadasha Bitzadaka. Or the verse, it is a joy to the righteous to do judgment. Simcha lazadika isota mishpat. May mean that when he dealt the measure of judgment to his holy temple and destroyed it and downstroyed it, it was a joy to the righteous one of the world. As it is said, even in the 68th Psalm, the 36th verse, Hebraically, O God, awful art thou because of thy holy places. O God, awful art thou, the I, because of thy holy, thy Isla places, thy holy places. Nora Elohim Ami Mikadasheka El Israel Lohu Noten Oza Weha Ez Umota Laam Baruch Elohim. Awful, dreadful is Elohim. Nora Elohim Mikadasheka, out of thy holy, out of thy Isla places. Nora Elohim Mikadasheka. Rav Yohanan, commenting on what Hael, the true good, the true God, did to his holy places, said, since Hael, true good, the true God, did not spear his own house and his own temple, how much more awesomely will he deal with those of others when he comes to punish the others? Rav Yohanan commenting on what Ha'Elohim did to his holy places. So the P and the ET reads, by what they did to Ha'Hekal, by what they did to the temple. Or the verse, it is a joy to the righteous to do judgment. Simcha lazadika isota mishpat. May mean that when he executes judgment upon righteous men, it is a joy to them because he cleanses them thereby of their transgressions. That this is true, you can see from the example of Dawid, the example of David. As soon as the measure of Ha'Elohim's judgment struck him, Dawid, David began to rejoice and to compose a psalm of David when he fled from Absalom, his son. Mizmor l'Dawid b'barcho mipnei Absalom b'no. Another comment on a psalm of David, Mizmor l'Dawid, when he fled b'barcho from Absalom, his son, mipnei Absalom b'no. As to the exact order of Dawid, of David's psalms, scripture says elsewhere, even in Eob and Job 28 and 13, man knoweth not the order thereof. Here in the Midrash notes, the word erek, erek, right, price, is here to be taken in the sense of order. So man knoweth not the price thereof, or in the sense of erek, price, taken in the sense of order, man knoweth not the order thereof. And here, Job 28:13. Lo yada'a enosha erekaha, with lo atimatea be'eretz ha'chayim. Targum KJV has as man knoweth not the price thereof. Man knoweth not the erek, the order, word defined as order, row, estimate, things that are set in order, layer, pound, in the sense of order or row, in the sense of estimate, evaluation, estimate or evaluation. So here, this verse, lo yada, not knowing, eino, shmo to man, erika, the order of it, the price of it. Lo yada'a enosha arka. Rav Eliazar Elizar taught, the section of scripture are not arranged in their proper order. For if they were arranged in their proper order, and any man so read them, he would be able to resurrect the dead and perform other miracles. For this reason, the proper order of the sections of scripture is hidden from mortals, from Enosh, from mortal man, and is known only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, only to the Holy One, blessed be He, who said, even in Yeshayahu, in Esaias, Isaiah 44 and 7, who, as I, can read and declare it, and set it in order. Who, as I, can read and declare it and set it in order. Isaiah 44 and 7. Umiya kamoni ya yikra wa ya gideha we ya erekeha li. And who, umi, as I, kamoni, can proclaim yikra umiya kamoni yikra, let him declare it we yagideha and set it in order for me, we yaerekeha li and set it in order, we yaerekeha, we yaerekeha, we yaerekeha li for me. Rav Jacob said in the name of Rav Aha, why is the psalm on Gog and Magog, Mizmor Beit, Psalm 2, placed next to the psalm, to the Mizmor, the psalm on Avshalom, on Absalom? To tell you that a wicked son, a rasha, a ratchet son, works greater cruelty upon his father than will the wars of Gog and Magog. When Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi, Joshua ben Levi, sought to arrange the psalms in their proper order, a heavenly voice came forth and commanded, do not rouse that which slumbers. Do not rouse that which slumbers. Now here in the Midrash notes, the heavenly voice is literally here, daughter bat kol bat, the daughter of a voice. The daughter of a voice, or a voice from heaven. We have this in Daniel, in Daniel 4:28. This daughter of a voice to guide human conduct. It is regarded as the successor of the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit of prophecy, that after Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi, after Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi, is said to have departed from Yisrael, this daughter of a voice. And so here the Kal mean Shemaya. Shemaya is found in Daniel chapter 4 at verse 31. The daughter of a voice. When Rav Ishmael, in the presence of his master, sought to arrange the songs in their proper order, his master said to him, "It is written, even in Psalm 111, verses 7 and 8, all his commandments are sure. They stand conjoined forever and ever. They are done in truth and uprightness." Ma'isei Yadayo, Emet u'mishpat, Ne'manim kola piyakudai, Simuchim al'ada le'olam, Esuyim be'meta u'yashar. The works of his hands are truth and justice. Ma'isei Yadayo, Emet u'mishpat, all his precepts are sure. Ne'manim kol ha'pikudai, they are established forever and ever. Simukim la'ada le'olam, they are done in truth and uprightness. Esuyim be'emet u'yashar. Another comment on a Psalm of David when he fled from Absalom his son. Mizmor Lidawi Vibarcho Mpene Avshalom Bino. When did David compose this song? When, according to 2 Shmuel, 2 Samuel 15 and 30, it reads, he went up by the ascent of the Mount of Olives and wept as he went up. Ole bima eleya hazetin, ole uboke, went up by the ascent of the Mount of Olives and wept as he went up. Ole bima eleya hazetin, ole uboke. But if David was weeping, how can he have been composing a song, a mizmor? And if he was composing a mizmor, a song, why was he uboke? Why was he weeping? This Rav Abba Bar Kahana answered by Masha, answered by a parable. A king, a melech, even a negus, who became angry at Beno, his son, banished him from his palace, but later sent his son's tutor after him. The tutor went and found him both weeping and singing, and asked, "Why dost thou weep and sing at the same time?" He answered, "I am weeping because I made my father angry, but I am singing because my father sentenced me not to be slain, but to be banished. And as though it were not enough for me that he did not have me slain, he banished me in the company of captains and commanders." And here the Midrash notes, when David left Jerusalem, Hushai, Zadok, and Abiathar, and other civil and ecclesiastical officials, joined him. Here the reference being made to 2 Shmuel, 2 Samuel, chapter 15, verse 32. Vayehi David ba ada harosh asher isha tachwe sham lelohim. Vehine likarato achushaya haarkiya karua kutanto vaydama al arosho. And it came to pass that when David would come to the top of the ascent, where Elohim was used to be worshipped, behold, Hushai, the Archite came to meet him with his coat rent, ripped, and earth upon his head. Why Dama al Rosho on his Rosho, his Rav. According to Rav Yudan, however, this is what David said, according to Hosea, chapter 12, verse 13. Jacob fled, as it is said, Jacob, Ya'ikob, fled into the country of Syria. Moshe fled, as it is said, even in Shemot, in Exodus, chapter 2, verses 15 to 17. Moses, Moshe fled from the face of Paro, from the face of Pharaoh. So the P-E and the E-T adds, Eliyahu, Elijah fled, as it is said, and here the quote referring to 1 Kings, chapter 19, verses 8 to 9, Eliyahu, Elijah, Elias, arose and went 40 days and 40 nights to Horeb, the mount of Elohim, and he came thither, there, to a cave, and lodged there, and lodged there. And like them, I am fleeing. Like them, I am fleeing. Thereupon, David recited the verse, even the verse from Psalm 119, verse 52. I remember thy judgments of old, O Lord, and have comforted myself. Zecharti mishpateka me'olam Yahuwah wa eta necham. I remembered thine ordinance, thy judgments that are of old, O Yahuwah, Jehovah, and have comforted myself. Zekartia mi mishpateka me'olam. I remembered thy judgments of old. Zekarti mishpateka me'olam. Yahuwah, O he who be, who ye be. Wa etta hanan, and have comforted myself. Wa etta hanan. As is to say, when I remember the measure of judgment that I, Mishpateka, dealt this deal to those who live before me. It comforts me when I remember the measure of judgment that the eye did this deal to those who live before I. It comforts me. When did David speak like this? When, according to 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel chapter 15, verse 14, it reads, David said to all his servants that were with him in Jerusalem, arise, let us flee, for else none of us shall escape from Absalom. Make speed to depart, lest he overtake us suddenly, and bring down evil upon us, and smite the city with the edge of the sword. Vayomer David lekol evadayo asher ito abi Yerushalayim. Umu v'racha ki aloa tehyeh lanu v'leitah mipnei Avshalom maheru ala laketa tena yemahir v'hisikan v'hidicha aleinu et hara'ah v'hika ha'ira lishnei yachareb And David said to all his servants that were with him at Jerusalem, Wayomer David, Likol Levadayo Asherito Abi Yerushalayim, arise and let us make Ainai flee. Kumu Nibaracha, for else none of us shall escape from Absalom. Ki Eloa Tizielanua Fileta Nipane Avshalom. Make speed to depart. Maheru Alaleket, Maheru Laleket. Make speed to depart, lest he overtake us quickly. Lest he overtake us quickly. Enna Yemahir, and bring down evil upon us. Where he seganua, where chedicha, chediach, where chediach alenu et hara'a, and smite the city with the edge of the sword. Where he ka ha'ir lisne chareb. As to the meaning of the words, let he bring down evil upon us and smite the city with the edge of the sword, lest he pen yimahir wehisagano, lest he bring down evil. Bring down evil upon us. We hidiach aleinu et hara'a, and smite the city and hit and smite and smite the city with the edge of the sword. We hika ha'ir lifnei chareb. Rav and Rav Yudan, they differ. Rav maintained that David meant Absalom will bring down the evil of death upon us, upon Aina. We are like the inhabitants of a city, condemned to be smitten, to be hidden with the edge of the sword. And here for this in the Midrash notes, see and refer to Devarim, to Deuteronomy chapter 13, verses 13 to 18. The word Nidachat, a city condemned to be smitten, to be hidden with the edge of the sword. The Hebrew word Nidachat. This is related by Rav to Hidiyah. Hediach, he brought evil, Hediach. In the next comment, Rav Yudan, he interprets Hediach as scored it, Hediach, scored it. The sense of scoured it, Hediach, scoured it. But Rav Yudan maintained that David meant the owner of the cup, of the chalice, has begun to scour it and will not stop until he has scoured it thoroughly. And so when David perceived that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Holy One, blessed be He, was scouring him clean of his transgressions, he began to compose a mizmor, even this mizmor, mizmor gimel, mizmor gamel, Psalm 3. And at just what point in his flight did he begin to compose it? when, according to 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel chapter 15, verse 18, it reads, all his servants passed on beside him, and all the Kerethites, and all the Pelethites. That is that David composed the psalm, the Mizmor, when he was no longer afraid that all his servants would abandon him and go over to Absalom, you know, to Absalom, his son. Wakol evadayo obrima ala yado. Wakol ha kareti. Wakol ha perleti. And all his servants, Wakol evadayo, all his servants pass on obrim. Al Yado upon his hand beside him. Al Yado. We call Hakareti. And all the Kerethites. We call Hapaleti. And all the Pelethites. And all the Gittites, 600 men that came after him from God, passed on before the king. Wakol ha-gittim sheisha meota isha shara ba'u bi'ragloa mi'gata ovrim ala p'nei ha-melech. Rav Eibel maintained that Hakareti, that the Kerethites, maintained that the Kerethites were judges of the Sanhedrin, who gave the final verdicts, Keritot, and that Hapeleti, that the Pelethites, were the judicial experts, Muflae, the Peleti, Hapeleti. According to the Rebbeinat, the rabbi, the scholar of HaTorah, however, the Pelethites, Hapeleti, were the judges, Shofim, of the Sanhedrin, from whose verdict there was no appeal. No appeal. So correctly, the PE, the explanation combines the Kerethites with the Hebrew, the Ivrit, karet, to cut, to decide. And the Pelethites with the pale, used in the sense of surpassing it, extraordinary, wonderful, pale. Thus, like this, when David heard all his servants say to him, according to the words of 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel 15 and 15, behold, thy servants are ready to do whatsoever my lord the king shall choose. Wayomru Evavdei Hamelech. Wayomru Avdei Hamelech Illa Hamelech Kukola Shara Yivhara Adoni Hamelech Ne Evadeka. And the king's servants said to the king, Wayomru Avdei Hamelech Illa Hamelech. Behold, thy servants are ready to do whatsoever my lord the king shall choose. Kukol Ashera Yivhar Adoni Hamelech. Hine Evadeka. hear. From all of all that you choose, that he choose, my Lord the King, behold, we are your servants. Behold, we are your servants. Ready to do whatsoever my Lord the King shall choose. Whatsoever he shall choose, my Lord the King, behold, we are your servants. The order of the evil. Kukola asher yuhar Adoni hamelech hine evadeka. Thus he reasoned, when the judicial authority of a ruler is destroyed, when the judicial authority of a ruler is destroyed, his servants do not stand in their prescribed places in his presence, in his face, but in disorder and confusion. They who should stand at his right stand at his left. They who should stand at his left stand at his right. But when they see that his judicial authority is well established, they make certain that they stand in their prescribed places. Thereupon, David said, if my royal authority is destroyed, each one of my servants would not now be standing in his prescribed place. And they concurred, all making obeisance to him, all bowing, worshiping him, making obeisance to him. Just when did they do this? According to 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel 15 and 32, it reads, when David was come to the top of the mount, where he worshipped Elohim, behold, Hushai the Archite came to meet him. Vayehi David ba ada harosh asha yisha tachwe sham lelohim. Vehine likarato Hushai haarki. Rav Yehuda, Judah, Rav Nehemiah, and the Rebbeinot, the rabbis, the scholars of Torah, differed as to the meaning of the Archite, as to the meaning of Ha-Arki, the Archite. One said Hushai was Ha-Arki, the Archite, because he was one of David's highest officials. Hear, Midrash notes, thus deriving Archite, Ha-Arki, from the Greek Arke, chief of government, Arke. Another said Ha-Arki, the Archite, because through him the Beit David, the house of David, was to be put on firm footing. And through him the Beit David, the house of David, was to be kept in good repair. Here in the Midrash notes, Buba suggests that in this comment, Archite, Ha-Arki, is connected with the Aramaic Arik, to set upright. Arik referred to Ezra chapter 4, verse 14. The third said, the Archite, Ha-Arki, after the name of his native city. Now when David perceived that his rule was on a firm footing, he began to recite a mizmor, a chant, a song. And when did he begin to recite it? Well, according to 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel 17:27, it reads, when David was come to Mahanaim, Waihi Yakovo Dawi Machnaima. And it came to pass, Waihi, when David was come to Machanaim, Waihi Kovo Dawi Machnaima. Machanaim has its dual suffix, being the Ivrit, the Hebrew equivalent of the Greek Didymos. Didymos. Didymos means twin camps. Didymos. Shobi, the son of Nahash of Rabbah, of the children of Ammon, as the verse reads on, with Shobi ben Nahash, me Rabbah, b'nei Ammon. That Shobi, the son of Nahash of Rabbah, of the children of Ammon, with Shobi ben Nahasha me Rabbata b'nei Ammon. Shobi's real name being Hanun. Hanun. Why was he called Shobi? Shobi. Of Hanun, it is said, and it came to pass after this that the children, the king of the children of Ammon died, and Hanun his son reigned in his stead. And David said, I will show kindness to Hanun, the son of Nahash, as his father showed kindness to me, to I. So David sent by the hand of his servants to comfort him concerning his father. But because Hanun was persuaded that David's servants had come not to honor his late father, but rather to spy out the land, he treated them in an insulting manner and sent them away in disgrace. Here being a reference, see 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel, chapter 10, verses 1 to 5. Well, if Shobi's real name being Hanun, why was he called Shobi? Rabbi, Rebbe said, because for a time, for an Iowa, he restrained his inclination to do evil. He thus takes Shobi as derived from the verb Yeshev. Yeshev. He restrained. He restrained. But the sages said, because his repentance, his teshuva, his repentance, his metanoia, his change of mind, his change of heart and mind, his repentance was genuine. Now they, the sages, the Rebbeinot, the scholars of Torah, they take Shobi as derived from Shuv, to repent, to return from Shuv. And Makir, the son of Amiel of Lodebar, and Barzillai, the Gileadite of Rogelim, all together began to honor Dawi, all be together. So here, the fuller of the verse here from 2 Samuel, chapter 17, verse 27, Wayehi Akobo Dawi, Ma Chanaima, with Shobiya Ben Nahasha, Me Rabata Bene Amona, Ua Makira Ben Amiela, Miloa Devara, Ua Bara Zilaya, Ha Gila Adia, Me Rogalim. And it came to pass when David was come to Machanaim, that Shobi the son of Nahash of Rabbah, of the children of Ammon, and Makir the son of Amiel of Lodavar, and Barzillai the Gileadite of Regolim, Rogeli. Furthermore, it says, they, here, 2 Samuel chapter 17, verse 28 to 29, they brought beds and basins and earthen vessels and wheat and barley and meal and parched corn and beans and lentils and parched pulse and honey and curd and sheep and cheese of king for Dawid, for David, and for the people that were with him. For they said, the people is hungry and faint and thirsty. For they said, the people is hungry and faint and thirsty. Bamidbar, in the wilderness. Mishkaba, where Sapota Ukalia Yogera, where Hitima, Uase Orima, where Emacha, where Kalia Uafola, Wa Edashima, where Ali Udevasha, where Chema, where Sona. Ushifota Bakara, he is the shoe lit dawi with Lahama Shara Itoa, Le Kola Kiamru, Haam Raeva, we Aifa, we Fami Famiba. The beds were couches of down. The basins were jugs of wine. The earthen vessels came from Beit Rameta. Came from Beit Rameta. A city east of Yarden of Jordan identified with Beit Aram in Numbers Bamidbar, Numbers 32-36, where presumably fine earthen vessels were made. And here the Aruk connection. The wheat and barley were made of usual variety. That is to say, the wheat and the barley are to be understood in the ordinary sense. The parched corn was shatita, a dish made of the flour of roasted ears of corn mixed with honey. The beans and the lentils were of the usual kind. The parched pulse was roasted ears of corn. The honey, the curd, and the sheep were of the usual kind. And the cheese of king was a special kind of cheese made out of cow's milk and called porin, because not even a fly can keep its footing upon it. Presumably so rich in fat that it was slippery. As soon as David saw the offerings of these men, he began to say, these are men I was afraid of, but they are making peace with me. Surely not of their own desire, but because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but because the Holy One, blessed be He, has made them seek peace, seek shalom with me, seek shalom with I. These are the men. Barzillai, like Shovi, was regarded as a ratchet man, a wicked man, who wasted the years of his manhood in immoral living. But he says, these are the men I was afraid of, but they are making peace, shalom with me, with I. Surely not of their own desire, but because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has made them seek peace with me. As it is said, even in Mashal, the Mishlei Shlomo, the Proverbs of Solomon, Proverbs 16, verse 7, that reads, when a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Birchota Yahuwah Darkeish Gamoy Bayo Yashlim Yito. When a man's ways please Jehovah, Birchota Yahuwah Darkeish, he maketh also, he maketh his enemies to be at peace with him. Gam oibayo yashlim ito, to be at peace with him. Yashlim, yashlim ito. There upon Dawid began to recite Mizmoro, his song. Mizmor le Dawi de Barho, Mipne Avshalom de No. A psalm of David when he fled from Absalom, his son. So David and his men went in the way, according to 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel, chapter 16, verse 13, the A part. This verse concludes the early account of Dawid, of David's flight from Absalom, during which David encountered Shimei and was cursed by him. Reference 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel, chapter 16, verses 5 to 12. Wayelek Dawid, why Nashayo Badarek. So David and his men went in the way. Wayelek Dawid, why Nashayo Badarek. Is it conceivable that they flew in the air? Why then should scripture have specified that they went Badarek, in the way, Badarek, in the way, to make it plain that they went in the way of humility, that they went in the way of humility. Wayelek Dawid, why Nashayo Badarek. And Shimei went along the rib of the hill. And Shimei went along the hillside over against him. With Shimaiya Holeka be Elaa Hahara Le Omato Halok. The word rib, and Shimei went along the rib, bitz ela, with Shimaiya Holeka, bitz ela, rib, intimating that Shimei went along. He recalled to Dawid the incident of the rib, the elah. The word elah, rib, is taken to refer to Bathsheba, who being a woman was descended from Hawa, from Eve, created from Adam's rib. So Shimei went along the rib of the hill, with Shimaiya Holeka Bitz Ela Hahar. David, of which David was to say, I had been made ready for the rib, according to Psalm 38 and 18. I had been made ready for the rib. Kiani lish elah nakon. Actually, I am ready to call. Kiani lish elah nakon. For I am ready for the rib. I have been made ready for the rib. For I am ready to call. Kiani lish elah nakon. By this, Dawid meant to declare to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be you. Ribon Shel HaOlamim, Master of the Universe, Universal Master, it is revealed and known to Bi that Bathsheba, that Bathsheba, was held ready for me from the 6 days of creation, yet she was given to me for sorrow. My sorrow is continually before me. Umakovia negdiatani, and my pain is continually before me. Umakovia negdiatani, and David was to instruct and point out to Shlomo, to Solomon Beno, his son, and say to him, according to 1 Kings chapter 2, verse 8a, Shimei abused me with grievous abuse in the day when I went to Mahanaim. Wihinea imaka imaka shimai benagea benahaimi niya bahurima uhu ilalania elala nima recheta beyoma leketia mahanaim shimai shimei shimai abuse me with grievous nimretet with grievous abuse in the day when I went to Mahanaim. Wuhu ilalania kelala nimretet viyoma lekatia Mahanaim. How is Nimretet. How is Nimretet grievous? Nimretet to be understood? As an acrostic, literally the notarikon, a method of exegesis whereby each letter of a word is taken as the initial letter, an abbreviation of another word, as an acrostic or notarikon. The letter N, Nun, stands for Noeg, adulterer. The letter M, Mem, for Moabite. The letter R, Reish, for Rotzeach, murderer, Rotzeach. The letter Adai, for Orer, persecutor, Orer. And the letter T, Tau, for Toeba, abomination. Shimei had previously said to Dawid, even in 2 Samuel chapter 16 verse 8, behold, thou art taken in thine own mischief. Behold, thou art taken in thine own mission. Wehinika Viraateka. And what was he referring to in saying, thou art taken in thine own mischief? Wehinika Viraateka. By Viraateka. According to Rav Abba Bar Kahana, to Bathsheba, to Bathsheba's canopy litter that Dawid had along with him. Later, he pleaded, even in 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel chapter 19, verses 20 to 21, let not my Lord remember that which thy servant did iniquitously the day when my Lord the King Adoni Hamelech went out of Jerusalem, For thy servant doth know that I have sinned, I have uttered. Therefore, behold, I am come this day, the first of all the house of Joseph, the first of all the house of Joseph, to go down to meet Adoni Hamelech, to meet my Lord the King. And later Shimei pleaded, Vayomer El Hameleka Ala Yachshav Li Adoni Avon with Ala Tizkoret Asher Ewa Abdeka Payom Asher Yata Adoni Hameleka Mi Yerushalayim La Tuma Hameleka Illadino. And he said to the king, Make not my Lord impute iniquity to me, to I. Neither do thou remember that which thy servant did iniquitously the day that my Lord the king went out of Jerusalem, that the king should take it to his heart. Vayomer El Hamelech. And he said to the king, Allah Yachshav Li Adoni Avona Allah Tizkore Et Asher Ewa Abdekavayo Asher Yatza Adoni Hamelech Mi Yerushalayim Lasum Hamelecha Illadino. For thy servant doth know that I have sinned, that I have uttered. Kia yada'a avdeka kiani chatati, I have uttered, I have sinned. Kia yada'a avdeka kiani chatati, wihine baiti hayoma rishona lekol beit Yosefa la redet. For thy servant doth know that I have sinned, I have fucked up. Therefore behold, with thee name, I am come this day, the first of all the house of Joseph, to go down to meet my Lord the King. Wehine baeti hayoma rishona lekol beit Yosefa la redet likrata Adoni Hamelech. Shimei pleaded after Absalom's death. Shimei met Dawid at the Yarden, at the Jordan, and that is how he asked for his forgiveness. Forgiveness. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Today's daily psalm. Yes, yes, yes. Psalm 3, the Midrash, first part of the Midrash right here, here, here. Yes, I, Psalm 3, Psalm of David. Here, here, here. Let's ride up, ride up, ride up right here with the Arabic sounding chant. I like this one here. We'll get into more detail of today's daily psalm right here. The Monday, Ministry Monday.
מזמור לדוד בברכו מפני אבשלום בנו אדוני מה רבו שרי רבים קמים עליי רבים אומרים לנפשי אין ישועת לו ולא ימסנה ואתה אדוני מגן בעדי כבודי ומרים ראשי קולי אל אדוני אקרא ויענני מהר קודשו סלע אני שכבתי וישנה הכיסותי כי אדוני ישמחני לא אירא מרבבות עם אשר סביב שטו עלי קומה אדוני הושיעני אלוהי כי הכית את כל אויבי לחי שיני רשעים שיברת לאדוני הישועה על עמך ברכתך סלע נצח בין גינות מזמור לדוד בקוראי ענני אלוהי צדקי בשר הרחבת לי חונני ושמע תפילתי בני איש עד מכבודי לכלימה תאהבו נוריך תבקשו חזה וסלע ודעו כי הפלא אדוני חסיד לו אדוני ישמע בקוראי אליו רחזו ואל תחטאו אמרו בלבבכם על משכבכם ודומו סלע זבחו זבחי צדק ובטחו אל אדוני רבים אומרים מי יראינו טוב נשא עלינו אור פניך אדוני נתת שמחה בלבי מעת דגנם ותירושם רבו בשלום יחדיו אשכבה ואישן כי אתה אדוני לבדד לבטח תושיבני Thank you.
Yes, 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 yes. Today's daily psalm. Today's daily psalm is the second part of Dawid's experience. In other words, it's an evening psalm. Right? We have like a morning and an evening psalm. Well, this is actually the morning psalm in distress and psalm 4. So I'd like to share this right here. Some techie glitches here on the board. So pardon I and I. Give thanks, co-laborers, right here. Give thanks, Wyndham Ross, Iason, right here. Here we have a morning psalm, like a dawning psalm, like in the day. Here's the basic here, right here.
Psalm 3.
Lord,
how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. Selah. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of mine head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. Selah. I laid me down and slept. I awaked, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord. Save me, O my God. For thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people. Selah. Selah. Selah.
Selah. Selah. So that Selah there, the Selah there is the pause. Is a pause, like an intermezzo, or like going to the bridge, or bringing the dub right there. A meditation, kind of iditation. Not saying meditation, iditation, but it's a pause. The pause for meditation, iditation. So since it's a morning psalm, like a dawning psalm in distress, and then Psalm 4 is an evening psalm in relief. Here. Let I hear the Yemenite. I think it's actually the Yemenite chant. There's a very good audio up there on the YouTube. It's having Arabic sounding psalms. It says Arabic sounding psalm, but actually they're more like a Yemenite chant. You know, Yemen means son of the right hand, and that points to the region that is to the right of Ethiopia, Judah. So Judah and Benjamin, the land of the Queen of Sheba. So Yemen right there, so the Yemenite chant. That's why it sounds like that. But here's another version, Psalm 3 with Psalm 4, the dawning morning psalm in distress and the evening psalm in relief. Jop, come on, right here.
David bebarcho, mipnei Avshalom beno, Adonai marabu, sarai rabim kamim alai rabim, omrim lenafshi en yeshu, ata lo be'elohim tera, ve'ata Adonai megen be'adi, bodi ve'merim roshi, koli el Adonai ekra, ve'aneni me'ar kocho sela, ani shachafti ve'ishana, רק יצאותי כי אדוני יצמיחני לא יירא מרבבותם אשר סביב שתו עליי שתו עליי קומה אדוני הושיעני אלוהי כי הכית את כל אויבי לכי שיני רשעים שיברת לאדוני הישוע על עמך ברכתך סלע ברכתך סלע למנצח בנגינות מזמור לדוד וקוראים ענני אלוהי תפקי בשר יחפת לי חנני בני איש עד מה כבודי לך לי מטה אבון ריק טבע שוק עזב סלע ודו כי יפלא אדוני חסיד לו אדוני שמע וקורי אליו תגשו ואל תשאו אם הוא בלבבכם על משכבכם ודומו סלע דיפו דיפי צדק ודיפו אל אדוני שמחה בליבי
me et ganam ve tiro shamaru me shalom ya dave shamaru ishan ki ata adonai le vodad la veta toshi veni la veta toshi veni la veta toshi veni
Let's write up the Royal Amharic, but first on this dub right here, here we have the 3-in-1, the 3-in-1, the Amharic, the English, the Hebrew, here on the Dennis Brown dub. One to be no general, I-9-1 be no general, here, 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 Amharic, first up. Aho.
መዝሙር 3 ከልጁ ካቤሴሎም ፊት በሸሸ ጊዜ የዳዊት መዝሙር አቤቱ የሚያስጨንቁኝ ምንኛ በዙ በኔ ላይ የሚቆሙት ብዙ ናቸው ብዙ ሰዎች ነፍሴን አምላክሽ አያድንሽም አሉ አንተ ግን አቤቱ መጠጊያዬ ነህ ክብሬንና ራሴንም ከፍ ከፍ የምታደርገው አንተ ነህ በቃሌ ወደ እግዚአብሔር ጮሃል ከተቀደሰ ተራራውም ይሰማል እኔ ተኛሁ አንቀላፋሁም እግዚአብሔርም ደግፎኛልና ነቃ ከሚከቡኝ ከአእላፍ ሕዝብ አልፈራም ተነስ አቤቱ አምላኬ ሆይ አድነኝ አንተ የጠላቶቼን መንጋጋ መታሃልና የክፉዎችንም ጥርስ ሰብርሃልና ማዳን እግዚአብሔር ነው በረከትህም በሕዝብህ ላይ ነው
Psalm 3. Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. Selah. For thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of mine head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. Selah. I laid me down and slept. I awake, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone, thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord, thy blessing is upon thy people. Selah, 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 Selah.
מזמור ג' מזמור לדוד בבורחו מפני אבשלום בנו אדוני מה רבו צרי רבים קמים עליי רבים אומרים לנפשי אין ישועת לו ואלוהים סלע ואתה אדוני מגן בעדי כבודי ומרים ראשי קולי אל אדוני אקרא ויעמני מהר קודשו סלע. אני שכבתי ואישנה אקיצותי, כי אדוני ישמחני. לא אירא מרבבות עם, אשר סביב שטו עליי. קומה אדוני הושעני, אלוהי, כי הקית את כל אויבי לחי. שיני רשעים שיבטת. לאדוני הישועה, על עמך ברכתך, סלע.
Psalm 3. Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of mine head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. Selah. I laid me down and slept. I awaked, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God. For thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people. Selah, 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 Selah.
So here, let's go to the Royal Amharic right here from the Metzav Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals. That was Abraham Chabuda on the one. Be No General Rhythm, Dennis Brown, Prince of Reggae Dub right there, Royal Amharic right here.
Legashun, Agarashu, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zengashwe, Ethiopia Menosh, you know, but I want the next verse with Amharic, but I want the next verse with Amharic.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
Salamta, Teina, Yistarin. Today's daily song. Mezmor Sost. From the Mezmore Dawit. From the Psalms of David. From the Metzhaf Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals of Garmawi, Kedamawi, Haile Selassie. Here, we compare and contrast the HSV, the Haile Selassie version, and the KJV, the King James Version. Today's daily psalm, Mezmor Sos. The third psalm, Mezmore Dawid, Psalm of David. Theme of the psalm, Yesedet Gizeh. Yesedet, Sidet, exile, Yesedet Gizeh, the time, the Iowa, the time of exile, yet what, the dawning, the morning, yet what, Selot, of the dawning of the morning, Selot, the psalm of the morning when he fled from Absalom, his son. Now here we have the superscription, Kaliju, Ka'abe Salom, Feet, Besheshe Gizeh, Ye Dawit Mezmor, Ka from Liju, his son, Ka from Abe Salom, from Absalom, Abe Salom, Ka'abe Salom, Feet, face, presence, from his son, from the presence, from the face of Abe Salom, Absalom, Besheshe Gizeh, when he fled, Besheshe Gizeh, Ye Dawit of David Mezmor, today's daily psalm, make it right up. Besimab, Wawelid, Wamenfes, Kedus, Ahadu, Amlak, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one source, in Jemaralen, we begin. Superscription again, Ndegana means again, Ndegana, Kaliju, Ka'abe Salom Feet, Peshesha Gizeh, Yedawit, Mezmor. Psalm of David when he fled from Absalom, his son, Kuter An. Abetu, Emiasa Chenkunya, Minya Bezu, Benela Yemik Omuta Bizu Nacho. Lord, Abetu, I father, his father, O father of the house, how are they increase that trouble me, that trouble I? Imiyasa chen kun, those who cause I tightness, anxiety, stress, distress, those who trouble I, those who cause anxiety, those who cause I and I stress. Imiyasa chen kun. Imias chen kunya, minya, how, minya, bezu, minya, bezu, How are they increase? How are they enough? How are the enough ones that trouble I? How are mine adversaries? My stresses and distresses, how are they increase? Be'enne lai. Be'enne I. Be'enne lai. Upon I, against I. Yemi k'omut. Those that rise up. Bizu nacho. Enough they are. Enough of them there are. Bene lai yemi komut. Bizu nacho. Habetu. Yemi asa chen kunya. Mininya bezu. Bene lai yemi komut. Bizu nacho. Kuter hulet. Verse 2. Bizu sewoch nefsein. Amla kisha yadinishima luat. Many. There be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in Amlak, in the source, Selah, pause. Kuter, source. Kuter, hulet. Verse 2. Kuter, hulet. Verse 2. Bizu, many, sawoch. Many people, many men, enough people. Nefsein, my soul. Many people, my soul. I'm lakish, ayadinishim, alwat. That say to my psyche, that say to my soul, that say to nefse. Bizu sawoch, nefsein. I'm lakish, source. Speaking to her. Speaking to she, speaking to my psyche, speaking to my soul. Amlakish, your source, your Amlak. Amlakish, ayadin nishim, not to save, yadin, to save, ayadin, not to save, ayadin nishim. Not to save you, not to save she, speaking to her directly, speaking to my psyche directly. I'm like, kish, ayadin shim, alwat. Your source, your God, true good, will not save you. Is not saving you, will not save you. How do many men said, Bizu, Sawoch, Nefsein, Amla Kish, Ayadin Shim, Alwat. Selah, pause, Kuter, source, verse 3. Antegin, Abitu, Metegiayene, Kubrena, Rasenim, Kef, Yemitadargo, Antene, but thou. But the I, ante, speaking to he who be, who he be, directly, ante gin, but the I, ante gin, ante, the I, gin, but, abetu, I, father's father, oh father of the house, metigiyayene, the I are a refuge for I. A close place, a refuge, metegia, refuge, place of shelter, a close place, metegia, ye, my refuge. KJV says, art a shield for me, metegia, ye, ne, kabrena. Kubre, my glory, and Rase, my head, myself, Rasenim, and myself, my glory, and my head, myself, Kef, high, Yemitadargo, the I who does, who makes high, who does high, my head and my glory. Kvrena, rasinim, kef, yemitadargo, ante, the I, male, speaking to he who be, we be, directly, ne, the I are, the I be my glory and the lifter up of my head, of rase, of myself, my head. Kuter arat, verse 4. Bekale, ore ekesiavi heritualo, katek edesse terarawima yisamanya. I cried, I shouted, I called to ekesiavi heritus, stating the good, the generous, open handed Ab Father, Joe, with my voice, bekale. Ale, Ale, my voice, my word, Ale, Al, word, Al, voice, Ale, my word, my voice, Be, Ale, Be, Ale, Be, Ale, by way of my word, by way of my voice, word there towards Ekeziavihar, Ekeziavihar, to sustain it's a hollow, I shout out, I call out. To the sustainer, I cried to the sustainer with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy, his isle, his set apart hill. Katek edese, that which is holy, that which is set apart. Katek edese, from the holy Teraraum, and from his holy Teraraum. Katek edese Teraraum, Yisamanya, he hears I, and he will hear I. He has heard I, he will hear I, out of his holy, his island, his set apart hill, his set apart mountain. Katek edese Teraraum, Yisamanya. Selah, pause. Ine tenyao an kelafahu, ekziabirim tekfonyalena nekahu. I laid me down and slept. Ine, I myself, tenyao, ine tenyao, I laid down. Ankelafahum, and slept. Ekeziavihrim, and the sustainer, the good, the generous, the open-handed, our Father, Degafonyalina, Degfo, supporting, sustaining, Degfo, Nyalina, sustaining I, supporting I, Gziavi Harimma Dekfonyalina, for Gziavi, the sustainer, sustained I, he supported I, the sustainer supported I, Nekau, Nekahu, Nekau, and I awaked. Kutav Sadist, verse 6. Kamiya Kababunya, Ka'alafa His Alifaram. Kamika babunya, from those who surround and circle I. Kamika babunya, ka'elaf, from thousands, hizb, thousands of people, alifaram. I will not fear, I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves, Kamika Babunya, against I, round about, Uter Sabat, verse 7. Tenes Abitu Amlakehoi Adinem. Ante yet ratochena men gaga metite halina ye kufuochnim tars sabrahalina. Arise, tenes, a command saying to get up, rise up, tenes, arise, abe to I father, his father, father of the house, amlaki hoy, amlaki, my source, my amlak, amlaki, my source, hoy, oh, my source, my father, his father, oh father of the house, tenes, abe to amlaki hoy, arise, oh Lord, save me, save I, Adinain, 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 save me, save I, save I, O my source, for thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou, the eye, hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Ante, ante, the eye, speaking to he who be who he be directly. Ante, yet la tochena men gaga metetahalina, yet la toche. Elatoche, my haters, yet elatochein of my haters, mengaga, mengaga, the cheekbones, metatahalina, metate, the eye has hit, metatahalina, for the eye has hit the cheekbone, the cheek, mengaga, of my haters, the eye. Yekufuochnim ters, yekufuochnim, yekufuoch, kufuoch, the ungodly, kufuoch, the evil one, the bad man, yekufuochnim ters, ters, the ters, teeth, yeah. Kufuochnim tris sabrahalina, the eye, male, has broken the teeth of the ungodly, of the evil, the bad mind. Kuter cement, verse 8. Madan ye egeziavi herno, barakatehim behizbilaino. Salvation, Madan. Madan, ye egeziavi herno, Madan, salvation, saving, medicine, salvation, Madan, ye of egeziavi her, of the sustainer, of the good, the generous, the open-handed, ah, nau, it is. Salvation belongeth to the sustainer, to egeziavi her, barakat to him. And the eyes, barakat, barakat, blessing, barakat to him. And the eye, male's blessing, barakat to him. Behizbih, people, behizbih. The eyes, people, behizbih, lie upon the eyes, people, nau, it is. Thy blessing is upon thy people. Selah. Pause.
Let them message, Jaja. Rastafari, King of all kings, Lord of all lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. Elect of himself, mighty and tender, rebel exhibit, massacre on Yahweh, the goose and the gods, let Jah be praised.
And here, today's daily psalm, Psalm 3, a morning prayer, a dawning prayer in distress. What's interesting about today's psalm, as well as its companion psalm, so Psalm 3, morning prayer in distress. Psalm 4, an evening prayer and relief. These two psalms go together. Zoom in. Zoom in on verse 5 of today's daily psalm. Psalm 3, verse 5. Right here. You know, there's those prayers that either we're taught when we're youths, in homes that reverence Jah or reverence the source, God. In other words, now lay me down to sleep, Look at these two psalms here. Look at Psalm 3, verse 5, where it says, I laid me down and slept. This is a good word upon rising, a good mantra, Hebrew mantra, psychic protection for the soul, word, sound, and power. I laid, past tense, I laid me down and slept. I awaked upon waking. I awaked for Jehovah sustained me, sustained I. Hear. Bamarinya from the midst of Kedus. Ine, tenyao, ankelafahum. Ine, I, tenyao. Ine, tenyahu. Tenyahu. Ine, tenyahu. Which is said at a usual pace as ine, tenyao. Netanyahu, Ankelafahu, I slept. I laid me down and slept with a me at the end, Ankelafahu, Netanyahu, Ankelafahu, Exiavirim, Degfonyalena, Nekahu. Second part of the verse, I awaked upon rising. So this word sound right here, upon rising, egziabiherim, the myth is, His Majesty the Bible has some archaic, it's like the archaic, it's older Amharic, right? It's more archaic Amharic. When we compare, contrast it with modern Amharic and some of the stuff that's spoken now in Amharic. But here we have Egeziabiherim, Egeziabiher, the sustainer. Egeziabiher, the Ethiopic Trinity, Egezi, the sustainer, Ab, the Father, Her, Her, the excellent, the good. Egeziabiherim, and the sustainer, Degfonyalina, he sustained. KJV or supported, degfo, he having supported, I, degfo nyalina, nekahu, I awaked. So the order, the construction here, exiabirim degfo nyalina, nekahu, is a little different than what we have in KJV here, and the sustainer supporting I awaked. So here, good word sound upon rising. Even from the English, it brings out the basic sense. I lay down and slept. I awaked for Jehovah sustained me, sustained I. Degna again, ba amarinya, inetanyahu, ankelafahun, egziabiharim. Now, as you scroll to the evening, interesting, the evening psalm in relief, the companion psalm, Psalm 4, and we look at verse 8, where it reads, I will both lay me down in peace. I will both lay myself down in peace and sleep. For thou, O Jehovah, only makest I dwell in safety. It's he who be divine majesty alone that maketh I and I to dwell in safety. So here in Psalm 3, verse 5, a good word upon rising, a good mantra, word sound, Amharic word sound, even from the English word sound, even in the Rastafari speak. Word sound, and then upon laying down. So, you know, when one teach their children, now lay me down and sleep, so forth and so on. Well, here, the original Psalm 4, verse 8, I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, both in the sense of I'm both going to lay down, because, you know, one can lay down, you know, and they want to get rest, but they stay awake. But I will lay me down in peace. And sleep, for thou, Jehovah, only makest me to dwell in safety. Here, Bamarinya, in the heart from the midst of Kedus, Mezmor Arat. So a word sound upon waking and a word sound upon resting. Here, Bamarinya, Besalam, Etenyalehu, Besalam Etenyalo. An kalafa lehum me. Bessalam and peace and salam. And salam is not just a word like we say peace in English, but it's like the shalom, you know. It's that trifold peace. Peace in I and I spirit, peace in I and I psyche, in I and I soul, peace in I and I body. And by extension, peace in I and I health, you know. Peace and I wealth. Besalam etenya lehu. An kelafa lehum. ankalafalahum. So you see, this is saying that I will sleep, as we had in the previous, the Psalm 3, ankalafahum, ankalafahum. That means I had slept. Here is I will sleep. Ankalafalahum, ankalafalahum. Abetu, 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 abe, abe, abetu, abetu. Translation right here, my father, Abe, Abe, my father's father, oh father, the bait, bait, Abe to, Abe to, Ante, Ante, the I male, Bichahin, Bichahin, Bicha, Bamrinya, Bicha, Bicha means only, only, Bichahin, here with a hi, saying the I only, Ante. Ante bichahin bemnet beimnet beimnet beimnet. Now, what does the KJV say right here? In the KJV, it says, "Lord, only for Thou, Lord, only makest me to dwell in safety, in safety." Here, Bamarinya says beimnet imnet from the amene where we get the amen from. And get the haimanot, the faith from. Emnet is faith. Emnet is like surety, trust in that sense. Amene, 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 to lean upon, support, but the sense of faith, trust. Be emnet, in faith, be emnet, asad rehenyalina, asad rehenyalina, asad rehenyalina. Asadre henyalina, asadre henyalina. From the adre, adre, like sometimes ones would say, dena, dena, denader, denaderu, 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 dena, dena, wellness, deru, deru, speaking to many ones. Speaking to a male, denader, speaking to a female, denaderi, deri. Here, the sense is asadre, asadre. Asadre, asadre, the I causes I to dwell, the sense of adre, mader, maderia, dwelling place, causes I to spend the night. The more direct sense of it, cause I to spend the night. Asadre, hen, me, I, causes I to spend the night, beimnet, beimnet. In faith, in trust, in trust. So here, for the resting and going to bed, teaching our children, here, Besalama Tenyalo, Ankelefalahum, Avetu, Anta Bichahin, Bemnet, Asadrehinyalina. And for the rising up, here, Psalm 3 at verse 5, Ine Tenyao. Ankalafau, exiabirim degfonyalina nekau. Here, yes, I rise to far and here. Native speaker, Abraham, Abraham Tebude, Abraham Tebude. Here, the native speaker right here reading from the Metzav Kedus, the authorized Amharic Bible. There's a lot of unauthorized. Watch out for the unauthorized Amharic Bibles out here. Here from the authorized Metzav Kedus, Book of the Seven Seals of the Conquering Line of the Tribe of Judah, have prevailed, Root of David, Kedemah, we have this Elias say, Simon, Simu. Here, y'all. Hear this.
Mezmur Sost. Kalidu Kabeselum Fita Bashashegize, Yedawit Mezmur. አቤቱ የሚያስጨንቁኝ ምንኛ በዙ በኔ ላይ የሚቆሙት ብዙ ናቸው ብዙ ሰዎች ነፍሴን አምላክሽ አያድንሽም አሏት አንተ ግን አቤቱ መጠጊያዬ ነህ ክብሬንና ራሴንም ከፍ ከፍ የምታደርገው አንተ ነህ በቃሌ ወደ እግዚአብሔር ጮሃለሁ ከተቀደሰ ተራራውም ይሰማኛል እኔ ተኛሁ አንቀላፋሁም እግዚአብሔርም ደግፎኛልና ነቃ ከሚከቡኝ ከአላፍ ህዝብ አልፈራ ተነስ አቤቱ አምላኬ ሆይ አድነኝ
አንተ የጠላቶችን መንጋጋ መታሃልና የክፎችንም ጥርስ ሰብርሃልና ማዳን እግዚአብሔር ነው በረከትህም በሕዝብህ ላይ ነው.
Beautiful verse there. Barakat to him. The Hizbeh lai no. Barakat to him. Barakat to the eye blessing. Barakat to him and the eye blessing. The Hizbeh. The Hizbeh lai. Upon the eye his. Upon the eye people. The Hizbeh lai nahu. Be upon the eye people. And here, going to ride up with the part two of the Midrash. The Midrash as we begin off here. The Rastafari Mondays podcast right here. But first, this right here, the English with some Hebrew highlights.
Psalm 3.
Truth in God.
Mizmor Gimal. Mizmor le David bevorcho mipene avshalom beno.
Lord.
Adonai.
How are they increased that trouble me?
Adonai, ma rabbu tsarai.
Many are they that rise up against.
Rabbim kamim alai.
Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. Selah. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of mine head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. Selah. I laid me down and slept. I awaked, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God. For thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people. Selah.
My Hebrew boy, everything takes time.
And time check right here. We got six minutes right here. Rastafari, the Monday podcast right here. So ones and ones, so I listen to the live stream. Got about 6 minutes. Calling, or check it out on the replay. Jah willing, while supplies last, because, the Facebook, Instagram, these things, yeah. Technology. Yes, I. So save up the eyes, digital archive. Yes, I, Rastafari. Calling, 515-602-9761, 515-602-9761. Here, let's check out the 3-in-1 again, leading off the Hebrew right here. About five minutes, y'all. 515-602-9761, or check out the replay and save the eyes digital archive. Yes, I, Rastafari.
Hebrew boy, everything takes time. Hebrew boy, everything takes time. Hebrew boy, everything takes time.
Slash.
Here, the Hebrew 3-in-1, Hebrew, English, Amharic, Dennis Brown, no general. Rastafari.
Mizmor Gimal. Mizmor le David, bevorcho mipene avshalom beno. Adonai ma rabbu tsarai, rabbim kamim alai. רבים אומרים לנפשי, אין ישועת לו ואלוהים סלע. ואתה, אדוני, מגן בעדי, כבודי ומרים ראשי. קולי אל אדוני אקרא, ויענני מהר קודשו סלע. אני שכבתי ואישנה הקיצותי, כי אדוני ישמחני. לא אירא מרבבות עם, אשר סביב שטו עלי. קומה אדוני הושעני, אלוהי, כי הקית את כל אויבי לחי. שיני רשעים שברת, לאדוני הישועה, על עמך וברכתך סלע.
Psalm 3. Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. For thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of my head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. Selah. I laid me down and slept. I awaked, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people.
መዝሙር 3 ከልጁ ካቤሴሎም ፊት በሸሸ ጊዜ የዳዊት መዝሙር። አቤቱ የሚያስጨንቁኝ ምንኛ በዙ፣ በኔ ላይ የሚቆሙት ብዙ ናቸው። ብዙ ሰዎች ነፍሴን አምላክሽ አያድንሽም አሏት። አንተ ግን አቤቱ መጠጊያዬ ነህ፣ ክብሬንና ራሴንም ከፍ ከፍ የምታደርገው አንተ ነህ። በቃሌ ወደ እግዚአብሔር ጮሃለሁ፣ ከተቀደሰ ተራራውም ይሰማኛል። እኔ ተኛሁ አንቀላፋሁም፣ እግዚአብሔርም ደግፎኛልና ነቃሁ። ከሚከቡኝ ከአላፍ ሕዝብ አልፈራ። ተነስ አቤቱ አምላኬ ሆይ አድነኝ፣ አንተ የጠላቶችን መንጋጋ መታሃልና የክፎችንም ጥርስ ሰብርሃልና። ማዳን እግዚአብሔር ነው፣ በረከትህም በሕዝብህ ላይ ነው።
Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. For thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of mine head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. I laid me down and slept. I awaked, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people. Selah.
So here today's psalm, we share some of the midrash, some of the study on today's psalm. It was in the third section, and here from 2 Samuel chapter 16, round about verse 13, giving a context to the psalm, to the chant here of Dawid, the historical context right here. Here it says, and Shimei went along the rib of the hill, the Selah,
the rib of the hill. Interesting, the same word is kind of used, the edge, the side, right? The word rib, intimating that Shimei went along, he recalled to Dawid the incident of the rib, of which Dawid was to say, I had been made ready for the rib. Now, here it points to Psalm 38 and 18 and looking at the Hebrew, the Hebraicism, the Hebrew word, right? I have been ready to haste. How does it read in KJV? Hold on for a moment right here. Psalm 38 and 18. Here's what I mean by rightly dividing the word of truth. Let scripture explain scripture. I'm going to share the part two of the Midrash, but a little segue because we ended the first part of the Midrash halfway in the third section, the third perek. So 38:18 of Psalms, Psalm 38:18, right? Actually, in KJV, due to the numbering, it'll be verse 17. For I am ready to halt. I am ready to halt. So this here is brought out when looking at the Hebrew, can be translated in the scholars of Torah in grinding on the Hebrew and looking for like the inner meaning, you know, like when we reason, we are reason pundits. Yes, I. So here can be brought out as I had been made ready for the rib, ready to halt, ready for the rib. That's al-ah, right? By this, let's just do this right here just to check. Let's bring out the Hebrew. Do we have the Hebrew right here before I and I? Yes, Rastafari. This is share the word sound because Lord growing in grace and knowledge, you know, being as little children, you know. Yes, I, children in wrath, you know, but mature, getting mature in knowledge. Yes, I, here, 38 in Hebrew, be 18 in KJV, 38:17, because the superscription, a little small type, is the first verse Hebraically. It says, ki, ani, li tzela, ki, for ani, bamarinya, we say inne, and the good is ana, ki, ani, li tzela, nakon, for I am ready to halt. I am ready to halt. So here the Midrash, the study right here on Midrash Monday, you know, the three M's, Midrash Monday, Meditation Monday, bringing out what Dawid said, I had been made ready for the rib. So remember, this is building on 2 Samuel chapter 16:13. So we're looking at like the Hebrew etymology. And Shimei went along the rib of the hill. The word rib, selah, intimating that Shimei went along, he recalled to David. Remember, Shimei was the one who had cussed Dawid, you know, when the whole incident had happened concerning his son Absalom. So he recalled to David the incident of the rib. Of that, Dawid was to say, I had been made ready for the rib or ready to halt. In Psalm 38:18, Hebrew 38:17, KJV. By this, Dawid meant to declare to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, blessed be He, Ribon Shel HaOlamim, Master of the Universe. It is revealed and known to thee that Bathsheba was held ready for me from the 6 days of creation. Yet she was given to me for sorrow. Thus bringing out the second part of Psalm 38:18, my sorrow is itinually before me. And Dawid was to instruct and point out to Solomon, Beno, his son, and say to him, and here drawing from 1 Kings 2 and 8, Shimei, abused me with grievous grievous. Here the Hebrew letters, Nemeretzet, to bring that up right there. Do we have our kings? Do we have kings? Do we have the book of kings? Hold on for a moment. Just look at the Hebrew, you know, taking time to study this. Do we have Hebrews right here? The Hebrew kings right here. But here, just breaking down the basic letters, the word here for grievous, the Nun, Mem, Resh, and Sinai, and the Tau. Really want to look this up right here, because sometimes looking at the English, even with the quotes, is very well translated, but sometimes, you know, they make certain mistakes right there. But looking at these, it's Tau, right? Abuse. In the day when I went to Mahanaim. Now remember, Mahanaim, Jacob, he was at a place called Mahanaim. It's a place of the two camps. Remember when the angels or the messengers had met him? So this is from 1 Kings chapter 2, verse 8. Now, they ask a question here. How is the Nun, Mem, Resh, Sadai, Tau, or the Hebrew NMR, the Tseh, that some Hebrews, Israelites will say Tazah, but actually bring it together, Tzah, Sadai, and the Tau, to be understood as an acrostic. So an acrostic, what is an acrostic? In some of the places in scripture, the poetry, even some of the prophecies and many of the Psalms are acrostic. This means that each verse begins with a Hebrew alphabet, with a Hebrew alphabet in order. So the Abu Gida or the Aleph Beit Gimel in order. That's an acrostic. So the letter N, or Nun, it stands for Noef is adulterer. The letter Mem stands for Moabite. The letter Resh, or R, stands for Rotzeach is a murderer, Rotzeach, blood is on your shoulder, Rotzeach, murderer. And the Sadai for Sorer, persecutor, and the letter Tau or the T for Toeba, and Toeba, abomination, Toeba, abomination. So Shimei had previously said to Dawid in Second Samuel chapter 16, verse 8, behold, thou art taken in thine own mischief. What? He's speaking to the king, but the king seems to be in hard times now. His own son, Absalom, is rising up against him. Isn't it interesting? Absalom, the greater David, greater son. His son rose up against him, so now Shimei takes this as an opportunity to reprove and even curse the king. What was he referring to in saying, thou art taken in thine own mischief? According to Rav Abba Bar Kahana, to Bathsheba. Bathsheba's canopied litter. Now, the canopied litter, okay, David's house, right, in Zion was the palace that David took back from the Jebusites, and it was known as Zion. So Zion, in the metaphoric sense, refers to the seat of government of the Davidic monarchy because of the palace of great King David. So his house was higher than other houses. And while the men were at war, because the men were afraid that if the king gets slain, you know, on the battlefield or something happens to him, then imagine what happened with fascists, the Romanist invasion of Ethiopia, where they had besieged and begged Gormawi, Nagus, and Nages not to go on the battlefield because they felt he was being reckless, because he was, you know, just moving and slaying the enemy while, you know, bullets and ammunition and all that was just whizzing by him. And it was kind of distracting them because they didn't want anything to happen to Gormawi, Nagus, and Nages, but he was boldly going out front, even as David did on the battlefield. But at this time, David was back in the palace and the troops were out there doing Israel's thing. right? So now David back in the palace, his house was higher than the other houses, you know, the king's house. And so he could look down and see other, you know, the other houses that were nearby, you know, as they built their houses, you know, nearby the king. And he looked down and saw like a canopy, you know, like a canopy, like a kind of like a tent, part of a tent. And it is said that Bathsheba, she went out there to bathe, right? She was bathing, you know, out there on her roof. And he had spied, you know, he had spied her. He had saw her out there. And this is where the whole thing, you know, with Uriah's wife, Bathsheba, had begun. So this is what brings out this right here. According to Rab Abba Bar Kahana, what Shimei said refers to Bathsheba, her canopied litter, right? Canopied litter that David had along with it, right? Well, the litter was what they carried. You know, you carry like it's like a car, with some wheels, people would hold them. But I just want to share that how what happened with David, you know, how David got into this also. That's also what Shimei was referring to, right? Because if you notice, whenever Bathsheba is mentioned, you know, by the chronologer, that always is mentioned as Uriah's wife. That's another way of saying, you know, his sin is ever before him, you know. But as it says, he who seeks to hide his sin won't prosper. So even that bad deed that David had done did, you know, is recorded, you know, even in the scripture, even in the word of truth. So here, I'm going to share this right here. So later Shimei pleaded. So now after he was talking all his kind of reckless, you know, but he felt that, oh, his son is taking over and look at you, ha, 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 look what's happened to you. But then when David now is restored as a king, he pleaded because he knew that dead man, you know, dead man walking, because that dead man was talking all this righteousness against the king in his distress. Now he pleads, let not Adoni, my Lord, remember that which thy servant did iniquitously the day that Adoni HaMelech, that my Lord the king, went out of Jerusalem. For thy servant doth know that I have sinned, that I've bucked up. Therefore, behold, I am come this day, the first of all the house of Joseph. So we get to know that Shimei was of the house of Joseph, to go down to meet Adoni, to meet my Lord HaMelech, the king, the Negus. Here in 2 Samuel chapter 19, verses 20 to 21. So Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, he came up from Babylonia in order to inquire about the meaning of three passages of scripture. Well, what three passages of scripture? Shema Yisrael. Hear.
Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani came up from Babylonia in order to inquire about the meaning of three passages in Scripture. Now, the third passage he inquired about was the conclusion of Shimei's speech, where Shimei, after Absalom's death, Shimei met Dawid at the Jordan, and asked for his forgiveness. Let not my Lord remember that which thy servant did iniquitously the day that my Lord the king went out of Jerusalem. For thy servant doth know that I have sinned, I have ucked up. Therefore, behold, I am come this day, the first of all the house of Joseph, to go down to meet my Lord the king. According to 2 Samuel, chapter 19, verses 20 to 21. Wayomer Ilhamelech. And he said to the king, Wayomer Ilhamelech, to the king, Allah Yachishav Li. Al Yachshav Li Adoni, let not my Lord impute iniquity, account, reckon, impute iniquity, input iniquity to me. Al Yachshav Li, Yachshav Li, Al Yachshav Li Adoni, Avon, iniquity, Avon. With Allah tizakor, neither do thou remember. With Allah tizakor, eta asher he awa he ewa eva avdeka bayom asher yatsa Adoni Hamelech mi Yerushalayim. Neither do thou remember that which thy servant did iniquitously, the day that my lord the king went out of Jerusalem. Lasum hameleka illa libo, illibo, illibo, that the king should take it to heart, that the king, lasum Hamelech il libo, that the king should take it to heart. For thy servant doth know that I have sinned, that I have ucked up. Ki yada'a avdeka, ki ani chata'ati, ki ani chata'ati, I have ucked up. Behold, therefore, behold, wihine, look, see, here it is. Ba'eti hayoma rishona lekol beit Yosef la redeta likrata Adoni Hamelech. Therefore, behold, I am come this day, the first of all the house of Joseph, to go down to meet my lord the king. Wehine Baiti Hayom Rishon Likol Beit Yosef La Redet Likrata Adoni Hamelech. So Rav Shmuel Samuel Bar Nachmani came up from Babylonia in order to inquire about the meaning of three passages in Scripture. Upon meeting Yonatan, Isha Habriya, he first asked him, what is the translation of Parazon? In the verse, Parazon ceased in Yisrael, they ceased until that I, Deborah arose. That I arose, a mother in Yisrael, a mother in Israel, according to Judges 5 and 7. Jonathan replied, Parazon means the small villages that were destroyed in the time the Iowa of Sisera, but that when Deborah arose, became mother cities in Yisrael, became mother cities in Israel. Now it would seem, according to the Midrash notes, that Shakamti is here understood as a causative. Until that I, Deborah, caused to rise Shakamti, caused to rise, caused each of them to arise as a mother city in Israel, as a mother city in Israel. It is so translated in the verse in Devarim in Deuteronomy 3 and 5. Beside villages, Perazi, a great many. Beside Perazi, beside villages, a great many. The second thing that Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Samuel Bar Nachmani, asked Yonatan, Jonathan, why is it written, according to Daniel 9:9, to the Lord our God belong mercies and forgiveness, for we have rebelled against him. Should not the verse give as the reason for Ha'el, the true good, the true God, for Elohim's mercy, that, quote, we have obeyed his law, end quote? Jonathan replied, Scripture puts it rightly. When a laborer deals faithfully with his master and his master pays him his hire as is customary, what reason is there for the laborer to be grateful to his master? When ought he be grateful to him? When he does not deal faithfully with his master, and yet his master does not withhold any of his hire. Hence here, Daniel said, to the Lord our God belong mercies and forgivenesses, for we have rebelled, for I have rebelled against him. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Samuel Bar Nachmani, asked further, have you in all your life ever seen any who kept rebelling against their king, and yet for whom HaMelech, the king, kept on providing sustenance? Rav Jonathan replied, yes, 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 those of whom it is written, even in Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 18, verse 20, the B part, verse 21, the A part, of whom it is written, our fathers, yea, when they had made them a molten calf and had wrought great provocations, yet I, withheldest not thy manna, manhu, withheldest not thy manna from their mouths. Yea, 40 years didst I sustain them in the wilderness, in the Midbar. Rav Shimon ben Yochai, Simeon ben Yochai, he said, our fathers made 13 molten calves for themselves, one for each tribe, and one owned in common by all the tribes, as is implied in the words, even here from Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 18, they had made them a molten calf and said, this is thy God that brought thee up out of Egypt, out of Mitzrayim, and had also wrought great provocations. The molten calf, Egel Maaseka, that was owned in common by all the tribes, contained 125 talents of gold, this being the numerical value of the letters, the Ivrit, the Hebrew letters in the word Maaseka, Maaseka, and Maaseka by Gematria, a kind of cryptography concerned with the numerical values of the letters, especially here the Ivrit, the Hebrew letters in a word. In the word Maaseka, Maaseka, molten, Egel Maaseka, the molten calf. In the word Maaseka, the mean, Samek, the cough, the hay. The mean is 40, Samech 60, Kaf 20, the Hay 5, according to Gematria. In the statement, they had made them a maseka egel, egel maseka, a molten egel, a molten calf. Nevertheless, on the very day of their making the molten calves, manna came down for our fathers, our patriarchs. This proves the truth of the verse, even in Daniel and Daniel 9 and 7. O Lord, charity belongeth to thee, to the eye. For despite their provocations, according to Nehemiah 9 and 20, thou, the eye, withheldest not thy manna from their mouths. When Rav Yehuda Halevi, Judah the Levite ben Rav Shalom, came to Babylonia, he said that according to Rav Berechiah's teaching, there was still more to be told. He said, there is still more to be told, because as the manna came down for them, they kept setting it as a sweet savor before the molten calves. And yet the manna still did not cease coming. Hear, hear, hear. An exceeding difficult passage, according to the Midrash notes, for the elucidation of that, I'm indebted, here says, to Dr. Saul Lieberman. Amar lo, the Hebrew amar lo, is taken to mean he said. Amar lau, ad kan, literally to such extent. This is rendered freely as there is still more to be told. Taking the words amar lau, he said, and ad kan, literally to such extent, to be rendered there is still more. There is still more to be told. There is still more to be told. As Yechezkel, Ezekiel said in Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 19, my bread also that I gave thee, fine flour and oil, and honey wherewith I fed thee, thou didst even set it before them for a sweet savor. And thus, and like this it was, saith the Lord God. What is meant by, and thus it was, and like this it was, and thus it was? Wilachmi asher natati alach soleta wa shemen ua debasha he ekalatik ua netati hua lifnehem le reyacha niyachoach vayehi neum Adonai Yahweh. So what is meant by Wayahi, and thus it was Wayahi, that though they set it before the molten calves, the manna still came down? You must admit, therefore, that Daniel was right to stand up and declare in Daniel 9 and 9, to the Lord our God belong mercies and forgivenesses, for we have rebelled against him.
La Donai Eloheinu Harachemin Wehasalichot Ki Maradnu Bo. For to the Lord Adonai, to Adonai, I and I Elohim, mercies and forgivenesses, though we have rebelled against him. La Adonai Eloheinu Harachemim Wehasalichot Ki Maradnu Bo. Finally, Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani asked Rav Yonatan, finally, the paragraph returns to Rav Yonatan's answer to Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani. Finally, Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani asked Rav Yonatan, what did Shimei mean when he said to David HaMelech, when he said to King David in 2 Samuel chapter 19 verses 20 to 21, let not my Lord remember that which thy servant did iniquitously the day that my Lord the king went out of Jerusalem, for thy servant doth know that I have sinned. Therefore, behold, I am come this day, the first of all the house of Joseph, to go down to meet the Lord my king. Rav Yonatan, Jonathan replied, how have you in Babylonia explained it? Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani said, this is how we, I and I, explain it. When Shimei fell down before David, before David, he said, as the righteous Joseph rewarded his brothers with kindness, even though they had dealt ill with him, so do thou, like Joseph, reward me, reward I with kindness, even though I dealt ill with thee, with the eye. Rav Yonatan, Jonathan said to Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, you explain these verses well. Yet listen also to this fine comment on them. What is meant by the house of Joseph in the phrase, I am come this day, the first of all the house of Joseph? Ba'ati hayom rishona lekol beit Yosef. All Yisrael, all Israel is meant by the name Yosef, by the name Joseph. For even Judah is so called, as is said even in Amos in Amos 5:15, where it reads, it may be that the Lord, the God of hosts, will be gracious to the remnant of Yosef, to the remnant of Joseph. And so Shimei was saying to David, all Yisrael has dealt ill with thee, with the eye, and I more so than anyone else. Now all Yisrael sits waiting for whatever mercy thou mayest show me, the eye mayest show I. And if thou dost accept my contrition, call Yisrael, all of Israel will come forward and make peace with thee, and make peace with the eye. This is the comment on, I am come this day, the first of all the house of Joseph, to go down to meet the Lord my king. Baiti Hayoma Rishona Lekol Beit Yosef La Redeta Likrata Adoni Hamelek. When David heard Shimei, he began to recite a psalm of David, Mizmor LeDawid. Yahuwah Mahrabu Tzarai, Lord, how are they increased that trouble me, that trouble I. Yahuwah Mahrabu Tzarai. Here, Mizmor Gimel, Mizmor Gamel. Here, Hebraically, the second verse, the A part of the verse, Yahuwah Mahrabu Tzarai. Jehovah, how many are mine adversaries become? How are they increased that trouble me, that trouble I? Yahuwah Mahrabu Tzarai. Elsewhere, David himself said, as in 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel chapter 12, verses 5 to 6, the man shall restore the lamb fourfold, because he did this thing, and because he had no pity. Elsewhere, David himself said, Haish, the man, Haish, Ueta ha-kivsa yishalem araba etai aikev asher asa eta ha-davar haze we'al asher lo hamal, the man, and he shall restore the lamb. Ueta ha-kivsa Yishalem, restore the lamb fourfold, araba etayim aikev, and he shall restore the lamb fourfold, haish, ve'eta ha'kivsa yishalem araba etayim aikev, because he did this thing. Asher asa eta hadavar, and because he had no pity, because he did this thing, asher asa eta hadavar hazeh, hadavar, the thing, the word, the matter, the this, asher asa eta hadavar hazeh, and because he had no pity. We'al asher lo hamal. According to Rav Yehuda Bar Hanina, Judah Bar Hanina, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said to David, thou, the I, didst commit adultery once. 16 women in thy family will suffer rape. Thou didst murder once. 16 of thy kindred will be murdered. Fourfold? Nay, nah. Four times fold. Four times fold. Here we have the dual suffix of the Hebrew word. Arba'etayim, usually rendered as fourfold, is taken to imply the square of four, arba'etayim, that is four times four, arba'etayim. The victims, who were the victims of all the rapes and murders, is not specified, but bringing it out here in the Midrash. And according to Rav Yehoshua, Joshua, David said to HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, Lord, how are
mine adversaries increase. Yahuwah, Maher Rabbu Tzarai, how are mine adversaries increase? The word adversary, Tzarai, adversary, the word adversary is taken in the sense of adversity, because here in the Hebrew, Tzarai can be adversaries, but it also can be adversity or adversities. Yahuwah, Maha Rabbu Tzarai, how are mine adversities? How are mine adversities increase? Yahuwah, Ma Rabbu Tzarai, had a stranger taken over my throne, it would have been a great adversity for me. Or had Bani, my son, seized the throne of a stranger, it would have been a great adversity for me, but since it is my own son who is taking over my throne, Lord, how are mine adversities increase? Yahuwah, Marabu Tzarai, had a stranger raped my concubines, it would have been a great adversity for me, but since it is my own son who has raped my concubines, Yahuwah, Maharabu Tzarai, Jehovah, how are mine adversities increase? Had a stranger slain Bini, my son, it would have been a great adversity for me, but since it is mine own son who has slain my son, Yahuwah, Maharabu Tzarai, Jehovah, how are mine adversities increase, become nuff, Maharabu, how nuff, Tzarai, how nuff mine adversities. Avshalom, Absalom slew Amnon. Avshalom slew Amnon. Reference 2 Samuel chapter 13. How great are they that rise up against me? How great are they that rise up against I? Rabim, Kamim, Alai. How great, Rabim. The Hebrew word Rabim, many, nuff, Rabim, is taken in this context to mean the great ones, the Rabim. Rabim, Kamim, Alai. How great are they, how the great ones rise up against I. How great are they that rise up against I, Rabim, Amim, Alai, great of stature and great in learning. Great of stature was Shobach, one of David's adversaries. Refer to 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel, chapter 10, verse 16. He was called Shobach because he stood as high as a dovecote. Shobach. He was also called Shofach. Now, here refer to 1 Chronicles chapter 19, verse 16. Apparently, the two names that this Aramean general Bor led the rabbi's revenant to surmise that both names were pseudonymous, Shofach, because he shed Shofek, he shed blood, Dam, he shed blood, Shofek. Of such stature was Goliath, whom it is said, even in 1 Shmuel, 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 4, his height was 6 cubits and a span. And Shaul and Saul, of whom it is said in 1 Shmuel, 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 2, from his shoulders and upward, he was higher than any of the people. And of Saul, of whom it is said in 1 Samuel 9 and 2, from his shoulders and upward, he was higher than any of Ha'am, than any of the people. Great, Rabim, great in learning was Doeg and Achitophel. As to Doeg, dog, he was chief of the high court. For it is said even in 1 Shmuel, 1 Samuel 21 and 8, Doeg Ha'edomi, Doeg the Edomite, the chiefest of the herdmen of the people that belong to Shaul, of the people that belong to Saul. The word herdman is sometimes used in the sense of the leaders of the people, the shepherds, pastors of the people, herdmen, sense of leaders of Ha'am, leaders of the people. And as to Achitophel, it is written, even in 2 Shmuel, 2 Samuel 16:23, now the counsel of Achitophel that he counseled in those days was as if a man had inquired at the oracle of God. Why it's at Achitophel asher ya'atza bayamim ahem kasher yishala bi davar ha'elohim ken kol it's at Achitophel gam le David gam le Avshalom. Now the counsel of Achitophel that he counseled in those days, why it's at Achitophel asher ya'atza bayamim ha'hem, was as if a man inquired, sought, seek, inquire of the word of God. Kasher yishal bi davar ha'elohim. So was all the counsel of Achitophel. Ken, call it at Achitophel, both with David and with Absalom. Gam le David, gam le Avshalom. Also of David, with David, gam le David, gam also le Avshalom, with Absalom. And here, since here the word man is only read but not actually written in scripture. Literally here the word man is a kere, not a ketiv. According to 2 Samuel 16:23, where it is said, was as if a man, as if a man. Here the word man is only read, but not actually written in the scripture. was as if a man inquired of God. What is written is, Ka'asher, it is like that, Ka'asher, Yish'al, Yish'al, one who seeks, one who inquires, ask, Yish'al, Bi Davar, in the word, Ha'Elohim, who ask in the word, the logos of Elohim. But the word man is not actually written. It is intimated thereby that Achitophel was not like a man, but like a malaak, an angel. Accordingly, David said of Achitophel, even in Psalm 55, Hebraically verses 12 to 14, this is what David said of Achitophel. It was not an enemy that reproached me. Then I could have borne it. But it was thou, the I, a man mine equal, my guide, and my familiar friend. We took sweet counsel together and walked to the house of God in company. And David said of Achitophel, Ki Eloye ye charfeni we esa, for it was not an enemy, not an enemy, Ki Eloye, it was not an enemy, ye charfeni, that taunteth I, we esa, then I could have borne it, lo, misanaiya, Alaya higdil we e satira mimenu. Neither was it mine adversary, was it my hater, my adversary. Lo misani alaya higdil, that did magnify himself against I, a liar he could deal. Then I would have hid myself from him. We satir mimenu. Then I would have hid myself from him. We ata enosha ke erki alufi ua me yudai. But it was thou, the I, wa'ata, it was the I, male, enosh, ke'arki, it was the I, a man, mine equal, mortal man, mine equal, wa'ata, enosh, ke'arki, alufi, my companion, alufi, me, you die. And my familiar, Miyudai, and my familiar friend. We took sweet counsel together. In the house of God, we walked with the throng. Asher Yachdau, Namtika Soda. We took sweet counsel together. Asha Yachdau Namtik Sod, in the house of God, Beveit Elohim, we walked with the throng. Nehalek Bi Ragesh, Nehalek Bi Ragesh. Hence here David said, Lord, how are mine adversities increase? How great are they that rise up against me, that rise up against I? Yahuwah marabu tzarai, rabim kamim alai. How great are they that say of my soul, there is no help for him in God ever, ever. How great are they that say of my soul. Rabim omrim lenafshi. There is no help for him in God ever. Ein yeshuataha lo belohim. Selah. The word and the rendering ever for the Hebrew Selah is based on ancient rabbinic trod and tradition rather than on etymology. So here the Selah is taken as ever in the context of there is no help for him in God ever. Ein yeshuataha lo belohim Selah. Rav Shmuel Samuel interpreted this verse as referring to Doeg, Dog, and Achitophel. Great are they in learning that say. What is it that they say? Great are they, Rabim, in learning, Omrim, that say, the sayers, and what is it that they say? Is it possible that a man who took the ewe lamb, the female lamb, murdered its shepherd, and caused Amo Yisrael, the people of Israel, to die, Bechareb, by the sword, can make amends? No. There is no help for him in God ever. Ein yeshuataha lo belohim selah. But thou, the I, O Lord, art a shield about me, my glory, and the lifter up of my head. Ve'ata Yahuwah magen ba'idi, kovodi u'merim roshi. By this David meant, though thou, Yahuwah, Jehovah, dost agree with Doeg and with Achitophel, for thou, the I, didst write in Torateka, in the I, Torah, according to Vayikra, Leviticus 20 and 10, both the adulterer and the adulteress shall surely be put to death. Nevertheless, thou, the I, art a shield about me, about I, magen ba'idi, a shield about I, because of the merits of my fathers, of my patriarchs. Thou didst encompass me as with a shield, so that thou didst shield kavodi, my glory, through Hushai ha'arki, Hushai the archite. Hushai ha'arki, one of David's wise counselors who remained loyal to him. Refer to 2 Shmuel, 2 Samuel 15:32. And through Nathan Hanabi, through Nathan the prophet, who said to me, according to 2 Samuel 12:13, the Lord also hath put away thy sin, thou, the I, shalt not die. Gam Yahuwah he'evira chatateka lo tamut. Jehovah also hath put away thy sin. Gam Yahuwah he'evira chatateka. Thou, the I, shalt not die. Lo tamut. Thou, the I, was the lifter up of my head. U merim roshi,
Merim, the Merim of Roshi, the lifters up of my head. Merim, Roshi. Thou, the I, was the lifter up of Roshi. But the Rebbeinot, the rabbis read these two verses as follows. Many there are that say of my soul, there's no help for it, for her, in Elohim ever. But for the Yah, Jehovah, thou art a shield about me, about I, that sayest, but for my glory, thou the I art the lifter up of Roshi, of my head. According to Psalm chapter 3, Hebraically verses 3 and 4, many rabim, many are the nations, the nationalities, hagoyim of the earthly plane, of whom it is said even in Yeshayu, Isaiah chapter 17, verse 12, ah, the uproar of many peoples that say of my soul, they who say of my soul, omrim l'nafshi, Hagoyim, the nation, the nationality of the earth, say of Yisrael, of Israel, this people heard Elohim speak Hadevarim, the words, I am the Lord thy God that brought thee I out of the land of Mitzrayim. Thou shalt have no other gods, Elohim, before me. According to Shemot, Exodus chapter 20, verse 2 to 3. And yet, 40 days later, this people said of a molten calf, a egel masecha, masecha, molten calf, this is thy God, O Israel, that brought thee up out of the land of Mitzrayim, out of the land of Egypt, in Shemot, in Exodus 32 and 8. Can such a people expect help? Surely, surely, ain Yeshua taha lo Elohim selah. Surely there is no help for it, for her, in Elohim ever. And although thou, Yahweh, Jehovah, dost agree with Hagoyim, the I does agree with the nations, the nationality, the Gentiles, for thou, the I, didst write in Torah Teka, in the I Torah, according to Shemot, Exodus 22 and 19. He that sacrificeth to any god save to the Lord only shall be utterly destroyed, downstroyed. Yet thou, the I, hast not destroyed us utterly, but for thee, O Lord, that art a shield about me. Wa'ata Yahuwah magen ba'iddi. If thou, the I, hadst not made the shields of my fathers shine upon me, shine upon us, that is, had it not been for the merits of our fathers, our patriarchs, Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, thou, the I, wouldest not have protected us, would not have protected I and I. That saith, but for my glory, kavodi, that is, if thou hadst not caused the glory of Paneka, the I presence, the I face, the I perception to dwell amongst us, to dwell amongst I and I, as is said in Shemot in Exodus 25 and 8, let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them. What then? But thou art become the lifter up of my head, Merim Roshi, instead of cutting off our heads as we, as I and I deserved. Thou, the I, gavest us, gavest I and I, the joy of lifting our heads, our rasses, our heads, as is said, even in Exodus in Shemot 30 and 12. Thou liftest the heads of the B'nai Yisrael, of the sons, of the children of Israel, of the Israelites. And this here strictly is a literal rendition of the final verse, allows the commentator to prove his point. The intended sense of the verse is, of course, when thou takest the sum, liftest up the head, takest the sum of the B'nai Yisrael, of the children, the sons of Israel. Thus, for the twofold readings indebted for the elucidation of this very challenging and somewhat difficult passage. With my voice I call to the Lord, and he answereth me out of his holy mountain ever. Oli Eli Yehovah Kra, Waya Eneni Meharik Adisho Selah. With my voice I call to Jehovah, I call by name to Jehovah, Oli Eli Yehovah Kra. And he answereth me, Waya Eneni Meharik Adisho Selah. And he answereth I out of his holy mountain ever, ever. So correctly in the P-E-E-T is somewhat obscure right here. The sense, the idea of ever referring once again to the previous ever for the Hebrew Selah based on the ancient rabbinic tradition rather than on etymology. The sense of it is Selah. Like Sila from rabbinic tradition. Rav Berakiah commented, as long as Hahekal, the temple, Hahekal stood, thou didst answer our prayers. But now that thy holy mountain is bare, how do I and I know that thou, the I, answerest our prayers? I and I prayers. Scripture says, he answereth me out of his holy mountain ever. Waya eneni mehar kadisho selah. I laid me down and I slept. I awake, for the Lord sustaineth me. Ani shakabti vayishana hekitzoti ki Yehovah yismekeni. David said, I laid me down. Ani shakabti, away from prophecy, I laid me down. Away from prophecy, ani shakabti, from prophecy, and I slept, vayishana, apart from the Ruach HaKadosh, apart from the Holy Spirit, I awake, hekitzoti, through chushai ha'arki, Hushai the Archite, for the Lord sustaineth me. For the Lord sustain Ki Yahuwah Yismekeni through Nathan Hanabi, through Nathan the prophet. The implication seems to be that Hushai restored the Ruach HaKadosh, the Ayla Irit, the Holy Spirit, to David, while Nathan returned the power of prophecy to him. Hear, hear, hear. David saying, I laid me down, ani shakabti, away from prophecy, and I slept, waishana, apart from the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit. Hek itzoti, I awake through Hushai Ha'arki, Hushai the Archite. Ki Yahuwah Yismekeni, for Jehovah sustaineth me through Natan HaNavi, Nathan the prophet. Another comment on, I laid me down and I slept. Ani shakabti waishana. The congregation of Yisrael said, I laid me down. Ani shakabti, away from prophecy. And I slept, waishana, apart from the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit. Hek itzoti, I awake through Eliyahu, through Elijah, through Elias. As is said even in Malachi, 3:23, behold, I will send you Eliyahu, HaNavi, Elijah, the prophet. For the Lord sustained me, ki Yahuwah yismekeni, through the Lord Messiah, through Melech HaAdon, Adon HaMelech, through the Lord Messiah. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. Loira me'arivibota am asher saviv shatu alai. Set themselves to make war against me, against I and I. Thus Moshe, Moses, after saying to Ha'am, to Amo Yisrael, to the people of Israel in Devarim, Deuteronomy 7:17, if thou shalt say in thy heart, these nations are more than I, how can I dispossess them? Declared in Devarim 7:18, chapter 7:18, verse 21,